Guys, thanks for playing. Okay, if you got a Bible, turn over to Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6. I just wanted to share just a quick thought, you know, before we go back to school. And it's a passage that many of us have read before, but it's one that I feel like is just an anchor, you know, for our family ministry and for our personal family. And it's cool because, you know, Bree and I get a chance to work with a lot of our middle school and high school families. We've been working a lot more with Melissa to try to be just more collaborative, you know, and trying to help, like, our families across the board and all of our kids, because each of our kids that we have here is such a treasure, aren't they? It's such a treasure, and it's such an honor, you know, to be not just, you know, doing this as adults, you know, but we get to raise up a whole new generation of kids that are going to take God's word even further, you know, that are going to go even deeper with God, and it's such an honor with them. You know, in Deuteronomy, we have this moment where God's people, right, are about to cross over into this new land that God had promised them. Moses is right here, kind of on the edge of that land, and he's giving them kind of his pump-up speeches, you know, before they go into the land. And so Deuteronomy is just full of speeches of Moses and just trying to give them some encouragement and some instruction before they go into this new season. I don't know if, you know, a lot of us might be going into new seasons, you know, over the next month or two. Obviously, we got school. For some of our high school seniors, they're going to be, you know, going into college here over the next little bit. For some of our college grads, they're going to be going into, you know, working full time. And there's so many different transitions usually that happen around this time of the year. And transitions can be a little bit scary sometimes. And so what I appreciate here about Moses is that he really gives them some great instruction before they go into this land. He says in verse 1, he says, "These are the commands, decrees, and laws the Lord your God directed me to teach you to observe in the land that you are crossing the Jordan to possess." Why? "So that you, your children, and their children after them may what? Fear the Lord your God as long as you live, by keeping all his decrees and commands that I give you, and so that you may enjoy long life. Hear, Israel, and be careful to obey, so that it may go well with you, and that you may increase greatly in a land flowing with milk and honey, just as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, promised you." I love Moses right here because he wants them to listen so that they may enjoy. It says, if you listen to God, if you keep all these instructions, you're going to go into the land, and it's going to be full of joy. You're going to increase greatly. It's this idea of you're going to experience a long life. And we know Jesus later on takes that into you're going to experience eternal life, right, and life to the full. And then he goes on in the next verse, and you can go to the next one up there. But he starts giving some commands to Israel. And I don't have my Bible on me, so that'd be helpful. Okay. Okay. So and we've read this part a lot where he says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts." And then do what? "Once they're on your hearts, impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road and when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates." You know what I love about this? This is something we've read a lot. But what I love is that who is Moses addressing right here? Is he addressing, hey, individual families? Or hey, just your, you know, personal families, or just families that have kids? No, he's addressing the whole community. He says, "Hear, Israel, I want you to listen to something. I want you to remember something." And you know, this passage became a prayer, right, called the Shema, that the Jews would pray twice a day, morning and night. What I love about that is that God was giving them something that they would recite day after day because it was something that he wanted them to be formed into. I want you to remember who you're trying to become. You're trying to become someone that's full of love, that is in love with God, that's in love with the people around you. And so when you recite that every single day, you start becoming that kind of person. You start being formed into that kind of person. And what I hope here is that we, our community doesn't feel like it's just about the families or the parents or the kids, but I hope that our whole community feels like we're in this together. We're in this together. These are our kids together. These are not just the kids that go to my church. These are my nieces and nephews. my little brothers and sisters, you know, my grandkids, and that we all feel collectively like bought into the fact that we're raising our kids here together in a village with one another, and that we get to model what it means to love God deeply with everything that we have. You know, as they're about to go into this land, I think there's two things that they're about to be confronted with. They're about to be confronted. You know, we see in the book of Numbers where you have some spies that go out and they see the land and they're like, man, these dudes are in this land are intense. I don't think we're going to be able to take them. And it infected the whole entire community. But then you had, right, Joshua and Caleb. They said, you know what? We believe that God has gotten us this far. We're going into a new challenge, a new situation. He's going to take care of us again. And I think as we're going into this new phase, there are so many voices, there are so many threats often, you know, that we can feel even about our kids and just the next generation. And I think God has been through so many transitions of generations, you know, throughout history. And God has delivered people. He's taken care of them. And I think what I really want to encourage us with is that we don't look at the threats, you know, this upcoming school year. That we don't look at the threats in these transitions, but we look for where is God going to deliver us? Where is God going to give us great opportunities to draw closer to each other and draw closer to Him? How is He going to take care of me? So I think God really has some promises that He wants to give us, you know, and gifts that He wants to give us. But sometimes I think we're so worried about a lot of the threats that's coming that we miss out on the blessings that God wants to shower on us, you know, this upcoming fall. And then they're going into a land and there's different kinds of people there. And I think God's worried that they're going to get caught up in that kind of culture, you know, with the Canaanites and different people in that land. And so He's giving them these instructions to say, I don't want you guys to kind of get mixed up with the culture of these people that don't know me, you know, and that don't try to listen to my words. And I think there's such a temptation when we leave these doors and then we start going into the busyness of a school semester or a fall semester or after the summer. And it's going to be so easy, I think, to get caught up and swept up in a culture, in a certain kind of culture. And I think that's why every day we got to pray those prayers of, hear, O Israel, right? The Lord our God is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, all your strength. And I think if we recite that every day, man, we're going to see some really cool things happen this semester. We're going to get closer as a family. We're going to see our kids kind of see that, and it's going to be contagious for them, and they're going to want that. I love what Xavier said. He's like, I just want to know more about God. I want to know more about Him, because if my parents love Him that deeply, I want to know who that guy is too. And I love the way that he finishes right here. Just says, hey, and just remember, you're going to go into a land. You're going to be in cities that you didn't build. You're going to pick some really good, you know, some harvest that you aren't the one to plant those things. And so you're going to come into a land that you didn't prepare and work for yourself. And so what I don't want you to do is forget who gave that to you. And I think as we're going into a new transition and a lot of things happen, I think we're going to have to intentionally remember just to stop and remember who it is that gave us what we have. Because we are so richly blessed, aren't we? We're so blessed. And I hope that as we go into this next phase, we can remember those things, remember God's blessings,